It's Tuesday, the 11th of November, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Institute for Public Policy Research has released a new procurement tracker report linking how the Access to Information and Public Procurement Acts can improve transparency in government spending. It also reviews proposed amendments to strengthening accountability in the procurement system. Here's IPPR Executive Director Graham Hopwood with more.
We think that the problems that we've had in terms of getting the necessary transparency and accountability enforced through the public procurement law could be partly answered by utilizing the Access to Information Law in the future. So we can request information using the Access to Information Law relating to procurement bids, procurement decisions, and so on. So essentially what we're saying is that the public, civil society, and the media should, we hope, from next year be able to use the Access to Information Law to also help monitor and have oversight over the public procurement so that we do rule out corruption and we have a lot more transparency and accountability.
The Dr. Hage Geingob Freeway is officially open. The 21-kilometer four-lane road links Windhoek to Jose Akutako International Airport, built with Chinese support at around $62.8 million, that's roughly $1.08 billion. The freeway aims to support trade, travel, and job opportunities. It was officially inaugurated by Transport Minister Veiko Nekundi alongside Chinese Ambassador to Namibia Zhao Weiping. South Africa's Health Minister, Aaron Motsoaledi, as well as Science, Technology and Innovation Deputy Minister, Nomalungelo Gina, will today lead the launch of the country's first locally manufactured vaccine in over 50 years. The historic event marks the start of Phase 1 clinical trials for BioVax oral cholera vaccine, Health Ministry spokesperson Foster Mohale.
This milestone represents a significant step in advancing Africa's vaccine self-reliance and also strengthening the country's capacity in order to respond to infectious diseases through local innovation and manufacturing.
Police in Tanzania have released four senior opposition leaders arrested over last month's deadly post-election protests. Reuters reports the demonstrations sparked the country's biggest political crisis in decades, with opposition groups claiming over 1,000 deaths, though the government disputes the figures. President Samia Suluhu Hassan was declared the winner with nearly 98% of the vote. And the U.S. Senate on Monday approved a compromise that would end the longest government shutdown in the country's history, breaking a weeks-long stalemate that has left hundreds of thousands of federal workers unpaid. Richard Cohen reports for Reuters.
It next heads to the Republican-controlled House of Representatives. Speaker Mike Johnson had said he would like to pass it as soon as Wednesday.
I will call all House members to return to Washington as quickly as possible. We'll give a 36-hour formal and official notice so that we can vote as soon as possible to pass the amended CR bill and get it to the president's desk.
President Trump called the deal to reopen the government very good, but it has provoked anger among many Democrats who unsuccessfully sought to tie government funding to health subsidies that are due to expire at the end of the year.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.